Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, July the 5th, 2006. Army invades and arrests free residents from Nablus. Army invades Jenin and its refugee camp. Army injures child in Gaza Strip and invades Qalqilya and arrests several residents. Army invades Beit Zahor and arrests Noveen Duka, 22, after searching her family home. The Israeli army breaks into Orphan Relief Society in Safit Village. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Israeli forces have arrested three residents from the West Bank city of Nablus in a pre-dawn invasion Wednesday. Fadi Ziyad, 22, his brother Ala, 18, and their cousin Tamir, 17, were arrested from Bab el-Saha area in the old city after troops stormed the city from several directions. Several homes were searched and the three arrested were taken to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported.
The Israeli army invades Jenin and its refugee camp. Troops invaded the West Bank city of Jenin and its refugee camp on Wednesday. They took over the streets and attempted to provoke local youth into throwing stones, though the youth did not react, local sources reported. No arrests or house searches were carried out.
An 11-year-old Palestinian boy was critically injured on Wednesday after being shot by Israeli army tanks in the North Gaza area. The boy was transferred to a nearby hospital after being shot in the mouth in tank fire, medical sources reported.
Israeli troops invaded the West Bank city of Qalqilya and arrested several residents Wednesday at dawn. Saha Abu Asap, Yasin Yasin, and his brother Tahla Yasin were arrested when troops invaded the city, searched and ransacked residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the nearby village of Azon, army jeeps closed the north and west entrances of the village and prevented residents from leaving, local sources said. Soldiers also installed a portable military checkpoint at the Nablus-Qalqilya road and stopped and searched residents.
The Israeli army invaded the town of Beit Zahor, east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, at 1 a.m. on Wednesday and arrested Naveen Duka, 22. Seven army jeeps invaded the Abu Sa'ada neighborhood in the town around 1 a.m. Troops stormed the Duka family home and ransacked it before arresting the daughter Naveen. She was taken to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. The army left one man tied up and blindfolded on the bonnet of his car. He had been used as a decoy to distract international observers present from noticing the ransacking of the Duka home. An eyewitness described what happened.
At around 12:10 a.m., the Israeli army invaded the neighborhood, surrounded it. Then the soldiers searched Naveen's house after forcing her brother and mother outside. They questioned her, left, then returned, arrested her, and left.
The Israeli army, backed by military jeeps, invaded the West Bank village of Karawet, Bani Hassan, west of Safit on Wednesday, and broke into the Orphans and Needy Relief Society building. Witnesses reported that soldiers destroyed the doors of the society and searched it thoroughly in addition to the destruction of several stores.
That's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Maya Williams-Carpenter,
Penny Quinton,
and Ghassan Benoura.